This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Afrei Lechem Chanukah. So this week, with your permission, the schedule will be we're going to do Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, because next week I'm away from Monday and on, and so we'll try to do Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and next week we'll do Sunday. Okay, so this tonight is a good night to do Daf Tesvav. Daf Tesvav is one of the iconic Amudim in Ksubis. And to do it on the first night of Chanukah is very apropos. Chassam Sofer writes that one should be mechazek very much in Limud HaTorah and Chanukah, because on Chanukah Hashem taught Moshe Rabbeinu the secrets of the Torah. That's an idea that we've discussed in the past. But Daf Tesvav is really a loaded Amud, a very geshmaka Amud. And let's review the end of Yudal HaRamaviz. The Mishnah said that Rabbi Yossi said over a story about a young girl who went down to fill up water from the well. She was raped. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that if the majority of the city are kasherim, she could marry Lekuhuna. If the majority of the city are of quality, that if they live with someone, the woman could marry Lekuhuna, she could marry to Kuhuna. So she's okay, provided that you have Roiv. So the Gemara had a question. Let's read the Gemara inside. Amalei Rava l'Rav Nachman. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri d'Amar Kaman, who does Rabbi Yochanan Nuri go like? Ik Rabban Gamliel. If he goes like Rabban Gamliel, that we believe a woman when she's a Bari, then you shouldn't need Roiv Ksherim, afilu b'Roiv P'sulim Nami. Machsher. Even if it's Roiv P'sulim, she would still be Kasher. Ik Rabbi Yeshua, right? Because as we mentioned many times, Rabban Gamliel holds that the woman is believed even against the roiv. That the bari beats a roiv. Ik Rabbi Yeshua, afilu b'roiv ksherim nami pasal. If he holds like Rabbi Yeshua, then Rabbi Yeshua holds that even by roiv ksherim, the woman is not believed. So, miman of shach, who does he go like? Like Rabbi Gamliel, you don't need a roiv. Like Rabbi Yeshua, roiv doesn't help. So, Amar Lei, Rav Nachman said back to Rava, "Hachi Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav." This is what Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav. "Bekroinois shel tzipori hayamaisa." The story took place on the market day when the groups of caravans came to the streets of Tzipori. Ukud Rabbi Ami, like Rabbi Ami said, the Amar Rav Ami, "Vehu shahoisa siya shel bnei adam ksherin oivera sham." Lasham. We're talking about a scenario where a group of travelers came there. And this group of travelers were Roiv Ksherim. So basically, the scenario that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said that the woman was kosher is a scenario where you have two Roivs. One Roiv where most of the residents of the city were kosher, and a second Roiv, it's at the time of the marketplace when the majority of the people coming into the city are also kosher. It's a double roiv. And this goes like Rabbi Yeshua. According to Rabban Gamliel, you don't even need one roiv. Even roiv psulim is kosher according to Rabban Gamliel. But according to Rabbi Yeshua, by roiv kesherim, she's pasul. However, when there are two roivs, how do you have two roivs? You have two roivs when the majority of the people of the city are kosher, and the majority of the people visiting the city are kosher. Okid Rabbi Yanai, like Rabbi Yanai said, Amar Rabbi Yanai, Neveles Bekroinois Keshera Lekuhuna. Like Rabbi Yanai said, if she's Neveles on a wagon, she's kosher to Kuhuna. So Gemara asks, if she was raped on a wagon, she's kosher to Kuhuna. Bekroinois Akadaitach. You think that, does he mean if she's literally raped on a wagon? Ela niveles b'shas kroinois kshera lekuhuna. Rather, it means if she had relations at the time that the wagons were visiting, she's kasher lekuhuna. Aval piresh echad mitzipayri. But if we know that the scenario was that a resident of the city of Tzipori came out and lived with her, then the Havlad Shtuki, then the Vlad is of questionable lineage. So it's only when we don't know who lived with her. It could have been a resident of the city, or it could have been a visitor. So there you have two rives. Most of the people of the city are Kesherim, and most of the visitors are Kasher. If you knew the person who raped her was from the city, or you knew the person who raped her was a visitor, it would be Pasul, because then we only have one rive. It's a situation where it could have been from either rive, so you have two rives. So you're right. We do Paskin like Ram Gamliel. Lewis, good point. The Gemara said, Halachan Karam Gamliel, Af Barishayna. Right? The Gemara said, Halachal is like Ram Gamliel, even when, even in the first case, but nevertheless, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is not going like Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is going like Rabbi Yehoshua. And Rabbi Yeshua, who holds normally she's not believed, would say that she is believed if there are two rives. Ki ha dechi asa Rav Dimi. Similar to what Rav Dimi said when he came from Babel, Amar Ze'iri, he said the name Ze'iri, Amar Rabbi Chanina. Va'amrila, some say Amar Ze'iri, Amar Rabbi Chanina. Some say Ze'iri just said straight up in the name Rabbi Chanina. Holchin achar roif ha'ir. You follow the majority of the city. Vein holchin achar roif siya. You don't follow the majority of the group that visits. So now the Gemara challenges that. What? You follow the majority of the city and you don't follow the majority of visitors? Klap elai. What direction are you going in? Hani naidi v'hani kvi v'kaimi. You would follow the majority of the city and you don't follow the majority of the visitors? If anything, the majority of the visitors is a more reliable rive than the majority of the city. And that's because of the following very important principle, which is the crux of tonight's shiur. Namely, even though we say statistically, if there are 100 people in the city and 99 are kosher lekuhuna and one is pasul, you have a rive. But that's only when someone in the city goes out and lives with her. So they're being poiresh from the rive. However, if she goes to them and they're stationary, then there's a following rule that kol kivua kimechza al mechza dami, that when the item in question was stationary, even though statistically it's the majority, out of 100 people in the city, there are 99 Jews and one guy, but if she went and lived with the guy in the guy's house, so the guy was stationary, he didn't separate from the roiv, we say, even though there's only one guy, it's like 50% goyim, 50% yidin, and it's 50-50. This is the rule of kol kevua kemechza amechza dami. Now, if she lived with a visitor, the visitor is not stationary because the visitor does not really have a set place. So if she went to the visitor doesn't have a place of origin in the city, then there's always a rive. But if she went to a city resident, to his house, we would apply the rule of kol kavua kemechza al mechza dami. So the Gemara is asking, it doesn't make any sense to say we follow the rive of the city, but we don't follow the roiv of the visitors. Just the opposite, adarabba. If anything, if there was one roiv we would follow, it's more logical to follow the roiv of the visitors than of the city. Hani naidi, the people of the visitors are moving. Vahani kvi, and the people of the city are established. Vakaimi, and they're in one place. Ella, rather, what Rabbi Chanina meant. You follow the majority of the people of the city. Only in a scenario where there's an additional rive of the majority of the visitors are also kosher. But we don't follow the majority of the city alone if there's only a rive. And v'loyacharoy v'siya greitza. We don't, for that matter, follow the majority of just visitors if you don't have the additional roiv of roiv ha'ir. So the question is why? Why is two roivs better than one roiv? Why would we... We're basically understanding Rabbi Chanina to mean that we don't follow one roiv. If all you have is a majority of people of the city, or a majority of visitors, we won't follow that. We only follow it when there are two roivs present. Namely, the majority of the city are of character, that if they would live with the woman, they would not render her asur l'kahuna. Plus, the majority of the visitors of the city are of such quality that if they would live with her, the majority of those people also don't pass l'kahuna. Why would you need two roivs? It doesn't make it more statistically advantageous, because if 90, it could even lower the statistics. You know, if let's say the people of the city, 99 out of 100 are kosher, and then we throw in an additional roiv of visitors, and of those visitors, 60% of the visitors are also kasherim. So actually, the second roiv lowers the probability. But no, you need to have two roivs. Why? Says the Gemara, my time, what's the reason? Gezeira roiv siya atu roiv ha'ir. We're afraid if you follow majority, then we have to decree that if you have a majority of visitors, which is a very good majority, because they're irrespective of whether he goes to her or she goes to him, nobody is in their set place. We would never be able to apply the rule of kol kavua kemechsa amechsa dami, because there is no set place of a visitor that comes into a city. So even if she would go to him, it would not be kavua. Says the Gemara, v'roiv ha'ir nami, but even in a city, even the majority of the city, that's also technically a good roiv, iduka azli inhu legaba, if they go to her. Because if the man goes to her, they're separating from their point of origin, and we would apply the rule called the parish meruba parish. But the reason why we need two roivs is lo tzricha, it's not needed, deka azli ihi legabayo, if she went to him, dehavale kavua, where he is set. And even if the majority of the people are kesherim, v'amar abzera, kol kavua k'machsa amachsa dami. So therefore, we have to have two roivs. Why do we have to have two roivs? Because if we just follow the roiv siya of visitors, you might come to rely on roiv ha'ir. And even roiv ha'ir is a valid roiv, provided that he went to her. But we're afraid that if we're going to rely on roiv ha'ir, people rely on it even if she went to him, and then it's like it's 50-50. So this way, when you also have roiv siya, even if she went to him, you would not apply kol kavua k'matzah mechzah dami, because it might not have been she going to a city person. She may have gone to a visitor. So when you have two roivs, you could be sure you always have a roiv. If you only follow one roiv, then you can't be sure you have the roiv. Because if you follow roiv siya, that's a valid roiv. But we're afraid if you're going to follow roiv siya, you'll come to follow roiv ha'ir. And in a case of roiv ha'ir, she might go to him. And if she goes to him, even though most of the people are good, we would apply the rule, kol kavua k'machsa amechsa dami. So the Gemara challenges us. The Gemara says, really? You need two roivs? You don't rely on one roiv? Rabbi Yeshua holds you don't rely on one roiv? Omiba, you know, and Trey Ruby. Would Rabbi Yeshua hold that you need two roivs? Vatani, we learned in a braisa. Teisha chanuyas. Let's say you have nine stores. Kulan meichos basar shchuta. They all sell shechted meat. Kasher meat. Va'achas meichos basar nevela. And one sells nevela meat. V'lakach me'achas mehen. And you bought from one of them. V'enya de mai. Maizeh. Mehen lakach. You don't know where you got it from. You have 10 stores. 9 sells kosher, 1 sells treif. You don't know where you got it from. Lakach. Excuse me. Ezeman lakach. Sveikoy aser. If you don't know where you got it from, safik is aser. Because you went to the store, so even though the majority of the stores are kosher, but one is treif. So that's a classic scenario where you say, kol kevua kemechza al mechza dami. Does everyone understand kol kevua kemechza al mechza dami? This is the most important point of tonight's shir. Okay, when you go to sleep tonight, when you go to sleep thinking about the rule of kol kavua kemechza al mechza dami, this is the classic case. You have 10 stores in the town. 9 sell kosher meat, 1 sells treif meat. You went shopping. You don't remember where you got it from. So your wife says, where did you get the meat from? You say, I don't remember. So your wife says, okay, there are 10 stores, 9 sell kosher, 90% you got kosher meat. She says, ask the rabbi. You go to the rabbi says, it's safek d'oraisa l'chumra. It's like, we mean safek, what about roiv? No, it's 50-50. Because since you went into the store, which is the place of origin, where the item was established, there's a rule, when you went into the makom where the item was placed and established and settled, it's we don't look at it 90-10, we look at it 50-50. But if you find the meat on the street, so now the meat separated from its point of origin, you follow the roif. But that shows us that you just need one roif, you don't need two roifs. And don't say, well, that case where you found the meat on the street is talking about not only were the majority of the stores in the town kosher, but the doors of the town were open, so merchants from out of the town, the majority of them were bringing kosher meat, so maybe it's only kosher because you have two roifs. One roif, most of the stores in the area sell kosher meat, and a second roif, that the gates of the city were open. V'chitema, and if you're going to say b'she'en dalsois medina ne'ulais, and if you're going to say that the doors of the medina are not locked, d'ka'asi la ruba me'alma, where you have the majority of the world coming. So you have two roifs. No, va'amar Rabzera. Rabzera said, "Afa pishadalsis medina nulais." Even though the gates of the city are locked, mala. Still, the meat is kosher. So we see that we follow one roif, and you don't need two roifs. So how come you're saying that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is going like Rabbi Yeshua, and why do you need a roif? Because it's talking about where there are two roifs. Who holds you need two roifs? We see from here you only need one roif. Says the Gemara, that's true. By meat, you only need one roif. But by establishing kashrus and lineage, by yuchsin, male achsu b'yuchsin, we required higher standards when it comes to yuchsin. Says the Gemara, male asu b'yuchsin. They treated yuchsin on a higher level. Gufa, we learned, Amr Abzeira kol kavua kemechza mechza dami bein lekula bein lechumra. Reb Zeira said, any time the matter of prohibition is set, it's like 50-50. And this is a din d'oraisa, whether we'll be lenient, whether we'll be machmer. Minale l'Reb Zeiraha. How does Reb Zeira know that this is a din d'oraisa? If it would be a din d'rabbanan, then we would only be machmir, perhaps, that kol kavua kemechza mechza dami, but we wouldn't be mekel. But now that it's a d'oraisa, we say it bein l'chumra bein l'kula. So how does Reb Zeira know that? Says the Gemara, well, let's attempt to try to find the source. Ilema, if you're going to say mitisha chenuyais, 9 stores. Kulan Maichrois Basar Shchuta, they all sell Shechtin meat. Viachas Basar Nevela, 1 sells Nevela meat. Vilakach Meachas, man, you bought from one of the many of the amazing lucky, you don't know where you bought it from. Sveikai Asar. So you don't know where you bought it from. So a suffix is Asar. But of an imtza, if you find it on the street, Halachacharav, if you follow the rave. But we see that if you bought it in the store, it's like 50-50. We see kol kavua kamechza amechza dami, and you can't eat the meat. That doesn't show that we go by kavua kamechza amechza dami, even lakula. That only shows kol kavua kamechza amechza dami, lechumra. Hasam l'chumra. There it's a stringency. We asked, how did Reb Zeira know kol kavua akvel samach sadami even l'kula? Ela mitisha tsefardim. He learned it from 9 frogs. V'sheretz echad beinam, and one sheretz among them. We know a frog is not one of the shratzim. It's not one of the shmeina shratzim. But a toad is one of the shratzim. If you touch a dead sheretz, you become a tamei. So there are 9 dead frogs and 1 sheretz. V'naga be'echamem, you touch one of them. Any of them is naga. Sveikoi tamei. Because we say the sheretz was kavua, so it's like 50-50. Says Gemara, that doesn't show called kavua kemetsa adami lekula. Again, it only shows it lechumra. Hasam nami lechumra. Ah, here's the case. Ela mitisha shratzim utzvardei echad. You have 9 rodents and 1 frog. Beinayim. V'naga be'echad mehem. Be'eni yedavez v'naga. So you have 9 shratzim and 1 frog. So b'shus hayachid, in r'shus hayachid, sveikoi tamei. Right, we know that safik tuma b'shus harabim tahar b'shus hayachid tamei. Okay? Do you know that rule? We learn that from Soita. Safik tuma b'shus harabim tamei. Excuse me. Safek tumah b'shus harabim, tahar. Safek tumah b'shus hayachid, tamei. By the way, there's a big kasha on Chanukah. The kasha is, it's not that we don't know for certain the Yevanim touched every jug in the Heichal. We presume they did. Why? Misafek. Yeah, but the Heichal has a din of Rishus Harabim. It has a din of Rishus Harabim. Safek Tameh is Tahar. So why did they say, well, the oil was Tameh, but Safek Tumah Rishus Harabim, Tahar. Okay, in any event, that's a big kasha on that Gemara. But here you have a case of 9 shratzim and 1 frog. So 90%, if someone touched this creature, they're tamei. And you don't know which one you touched. 9 shratzim, 1 frog. So b'shus, so it's a suffix. So b'shus hayachid sveikoi tamei. B'shus harabim sveikoi tahar. So we see that kol kavua kemechsa al mechsa dami even lekula. So Gemara says, very good. Yes, this is an illustration. But what's the biblical source that kol kavua kemechsa al mechsa dami? Says the Gemara, midai raisa minolan. How do we know midai raisa kol kavua kemechsa al mechsa dami? Amar kura, the pasuk says, va'arav loy v'kam alav. We have an extra line. Reb Shimon holds that if somebody intends to kill Reuven and instead they kill Shimon, Pater. Miskavein lariga zeh v'hariga zeh. Reb Shimon says Pater. We learn this from the words v'arav loy v'kamala. V'arav loy is extra. We darshan atchi yiskavein loy. If you kill someone, you have to be mechavein for them. But the Rabbanon say, Miskavin Lara Gezev Har Gezev Chayiv. So what do we do with the Pasuk of Arav Loi? Rabbanon Amri, Debe Rab Yanai. The rabbis Amri, Debe Rab Yanai, they cite the teaching of the house of Rab Yanai, Prat Lezoirek Evan Legav. To exclude someone who throws a stone into a group of people. If you intend to kill Reuven, and instead you kill Shimon, then we say Chayiv. You know what Va'arav Loi teaches? That if you throw a stone into a group of people, you're putter, because chances are, it could be anybody. It could have been a guy. So, Mechavein Larig is Jew A, Vaharig Jew B, you're Chayiv. But if Mechavein Larig, a guy, and then you killed a Jew, then you're Pater. So Gemara says, what's the scenario?
Hechidam ilayim adi'ika tisha kanan ve'echad Yisrael. If they're nine goyim and they're one Jew, b'neihem, then why do I need the pasuk va'arav lai? Of course you're pater. Roiv says, it's a majority goyim, you're a mechavin to kill a goy, but typically deruba kananim ninu. Inami, palga upalga, elamai, it's for a scenario, it's 50% Jews, 50% goyim. If it's mostly goyim, of course you're pater. Elamai, it's half and half. Why do I need a pasuk? There's a pasuk, there's a different verse. It says, v'hitzilu ha'eda, which teaches me, safek nefashois lahakel. Whenever you're in doubt if someone's a murderer, you always acquit. If the glove don't fit, you gotta acquit. You know that expression? That's it's a gzeres hakasov. That if you're in doubt regarding whether someone is a murderer, v'hitzilu ha'eda. So if it's 50% Jews and 50% goyim, then also you should be pater. Loit Sricha, you know why I need the Pasuk Varva Kamlai? There were nine Jews and one guy. And you threw a rock into them. So you would say, you should be Chayiv Misa, because Roiv says you're definitely mechaving to kill a Jew. The Havale Kenani Kavua. But no, the Kenani is Kavua. And if the Kenani is Kavua, V'chol Kavua Kemechsa Amechsadami. So now that it's 50-50, you're Pater because of, if V'hitzilo ha'eda. So this is a source, biblically. Namely, the case of V'arav lai v'kam lai excludes a scenario where you have nine Jews, one guy, you throw a rock into it, and you're putter, because the fact that the guy was stationary makes it like it's 50-50, and once it's 50-50, we apply the rule of V'hitzilo ha'eda, that we don't find somebody guilty of murder in a questionable scenario. So this is the source of kol kavua kemechsa amechsa dami, even lekula. Okay, Rabbi Isai, thank you very much. We'll hold it over here. Stay tuned for tomorrow night. There's a possibility we would do it 9:30, but I'll let you know tomorrow. Okay, either 9:15 or 9:30. I'll let you know tomorrow. Thank you very much. Good night. Freilich and Chanukah. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.